Monday the 2nd of February, Pesach Shabbat, Rabbi Shmuel Moshe Goldberg, Tfilah and Bitochen.
Good morning, Shalom Aleichem everybody. We find today, nowadays, the Olam, the Yiddish Welt, is quite full of inyonim of gulos. Gulos, we do this and that for skula. Now it's very apt and very relevant to look for skulas for panosa. And there's a famous skula in Indian on tomorrow, Tuesday, Yom Gimel, Parshas Bishalach, to go through the Parshas Hamon, read through Shnai Mikrov Echot Targum, the Parshas Hamon, which is the Indian that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody according to what he needs, provides panosa for every individual. I heard from an Adam Choshuv in the name of the Rambam, I don't know where this Rambam is, one of the Kisvei HaRambam, that the Rambam says the following. The Rambam speaks about Indian of Mezuzah. So he says, it's a big mistake that a person should be Kaveya and Mezuzah on his door, on his doorpost, for the Indian of Shmira. We note that Mezuzah is a shmirah for a Yiddish house. It's a mistake, says the Rambam. He says Mezuzah is we do it because it's a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu assures us that when we have a mezuzah door, he will protect us. But that is not the reason why we do the mitzvah of mezuzah. Shakai, Shein Dalet Jew, the shame is Shemer Dal Seis Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the name Shakai is on the mezuzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the doors, the houses of Klal Yisrael. But we have to do the mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. It's a mitzvah of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Asher kedishonu b'mitzvoisu v'tzivonu likvoya mezuzah. At the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his chelik. I want to say something beginning the skulas which we have nowadays. All the yonim of skulas, we have saying nishmas. It's become also very quite popular. Nishmas, a skula for Yeshuas. Pirkei Shiro, a skula for Yeshuas. But that is not the ikar derech of Klal Yisrael, just to use it as a skula, but to shtaig, and we have to be mechazik ourselves with whatever it is. Nishmas is a groyser chizuk, because when Yid says nishmas, he is full of thanks and akoras hatoyv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to us. Ein anachnu maspik mil hoyde zecho Hashem Elokeinu al achas me'olaf elef alfe alofim. It's the whole shahar b'chino of shchevas halavovis, the nishmas. Pirkei Shira is speaking about the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the shahar b'chino. Nishmas is HaKadosh HaTayv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we mechazik ourselves, then we zecher to Yeshuas, whether it's through Nishmas or Pirkei Shira. The Parshas Hamon is a great chizuk. It's a great chizuk in emuna and bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, says the Gemara, and that is something which everybody experiences nowadays. The Gemara says Omar Rab Sheizli Mishmeida Rab Loza Ben Azariah Koshim Mezainoisa Shel Odam Ki Kriyas Yamsuf. The Mezainus of a person is as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. It needs a little bit of an understanding, because Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and neither is Mezainus. Hu Noisen Lechem L'chol Boso Ki Lo Ilom Chastoi Umeichin Mozein L'chol Briyos Av Asher Boro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides Panosa from Kane Re'emim Ad Beit Tekinim. So nothing is difficult. But let's try and find some type of connection between Mezoinos of Shel Adam and Kriyas Yamsuf. And why? What does the Chazal mean when they say it's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's nothing which is really difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing which is bechlal difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koshem Mezoinos of Shel Adam ki Kriyas Yamsuf. We'll try and explain it. Beis Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. The Gemara says in the Masechta Yuma, says the Gemara about the Mon. This week's Seder we have the Kriyas Yamsuf and we have the Parsha of the Mon. So the Gemara says as following. Shalu Talmidov as Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, something which we find in a number of places. Shalu Talmidov as Rab Shimon ben Yechoi. The Talmidim asked Rab Shimon, we find it in the Sechna Megillah Legabe Purim, which will be in a few weeks' time. What was the Gzeirah? Mithnan is Chayv, his name shall Yisrael Kloya, Nen Misud Asach Shverson. Same Lashon we find in the Mon. Mipnei Ma, they asked the Talmidim asked Rab Shimon, Mipnei Ma lo yorot lehem li Yisrael Mon Pam Achas Pashono. Why did the mon not fall once a year? Why every single day? Every day was what every individual's requirement for that day. And at the end of the day, there was nothing left. And again, the house was empty. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to send them on the following morning. Omer lahem, em shelachem moshel lamo hadover doyim el melech basam adom sheyesh lo ben echot. A melech basam who's got a ben yochid. Posak lo mizaynoisav pam achas bashonam. So he told his Mishalsim to provide his son with all his needs, all his requirements of Mizoinus for the whole year. He said he gave him his yearly budget of Mizoinus. So the child only comes to his father, the Melech, once a year, when he feels what he needs. He says to him, Father, I need Panosa for the next year. The father wanted the child to come to him every day, and also for the child to understand that it's his father who is giving him all his, providing him with all his needs. So he came to his father every morning, every day. Af Yisrael, mi sheyeshle arbo v'chamisha bonim, a father who has 4 or 5 children, hoyo doyeg v'oyme, shemo lo yered mon lamochor. If there'll be no mon tomorrow, nimtzu kulom meisim barov. All my children will die from hunger. If so, I have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be mechazik myself in tefillah and bitochen. Nimtzu kulom mechavnim es libom l'avim shebashemayim. Therefore, they were all mechavn es libom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'avim shebashemayim. This is what Rav Shimon ben Yochai answered to his Talmidim. I heard them all, a gewaltige teich with some rumors in the psukim. There is a Mesoira which speaks about, a Mesoira, I heard it from one of the old Magidim of Yerushalayim. His name was Reb Shleimer Sobel, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. He was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, Yerushalayim Rav. So when I was a Bocher in Ponovich, so I once had to be in Yerushalayim, so I heard him speak between Mincha and Mayriv. It was Mamish Aper Matik Margolias, and his words were Mesukim Midvash. So he said the Pasuk says by the Mon, Ala Sheyilketu Yoim Yoim, that's a Messiah, Yoim Yoim. And the Messiah brings the Pasuk, all Yoim Yoim, Yoim Lashona, Yoim Lashona. And then the Messiah brings the Pasuk of Oisi, Yoim Yoim Yidroishun. The Pasuk in the Haftarah of Yom Kippur, Oisi, Yoim Yoim Yidroishun. So he explained it in the following way. He said, what does the Messiah mean? The Mon fell every single day, Ala Sheyilketu Yoim Yoim, every single day. Yoim Lashona, which it says by the Meraglim. Yoim Lashona, Yoim Lashona, so the Messiah is asking, it's Chazal, why didn't it fall once a year? Yoim Lashona, Yoim Lashona. So the answer is, V'oisi Yoim Yoim Yidroishu, in order that we should seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. We found now in Chazal, Rab Shimon ben Yochai, that the Yisoid is that a person should be mechazik himself in the union of mechaven es lib malavim shebashanal. We have no idea what it meant. Let's imagine nowadays. I mean, we have a shtickle hasogno what it means, the difficulty in panosa. But in a house which has emptied itself out from food, there's nothing in the kitchen, nothing in the cupboards, there's nothing. You open any drawer in the pantry, anything, there's not a crumb of food. Nothing in the house. That was a matzav of Klal Yisoil, that every single day, when the day was up, the day was finished, there wasn't a crumb left, and house was empty completely, and one doesn't know what is going to happen tomorrow morning, and one has to be mechazik and mechavnim es libom lavim yisher shemayim, bitochen and tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbeinu Bechai speaks about it and explains most beautifully. The Rabbeinu Bechai in his Akdoma to Parshas Bishalach, he says a chidush in his understanding of Kriyas Yamsu and explaining the Mon at the same time. He says, he speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests us and tests every individual as to how much he has emunah in bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukeinyan hanisoin bi Yisrael. like the Nisyonos, Keshiyotsu Mimitzrayim, Sherov Hanisim, Ashenasu Lohem Bamidbo, Hoyu Kedei Livchoin Es Libom, Ulahaviom Lidei Nisoyon, to test them. Keinyan Kriyas Yamsuf. Now he's got a chidush, he says like this. What happened by Kriyas Yamsuf? Sheloi Nikra Hayom Lohem Biyachad, Lasis Lohem Betoichoi Shvil Oruch Mitzvilos Vatsoife. The Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't a clear path. It wasn't a highway. Akshvokha created an M1, a highway going all the way through the Yam Suf. This wasn't the case. He says, what was it? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Umvidei Ovrom Ki Hayom Nos Mipneihem Elo Ma'at Ma'ot Ki Hayom Afneim. He says, as they were approaching the sea, he says, they saw as if the high waters, stormy waters, is going to pounce upon them. And they were machazing themselves in Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Yam moved away. When they went a little bit, a few steps further, again the raging sea going to fall. No, then the Yam moves away. And so this happened, Ma'at Ma'ot, Ki Hayom Nos Mipneihem, Umidei Ovrom, and when, as they were passing through the Yam Suf, Hoyoroyim Hayom Le'ineihem, V'chel Omar David, Hayom Ro'o Vayonis. The sea fled. But it was happening the whole time. That could be the pshat in the pasuk. Bnei Yisrael hochu b'soicha yom b'yabosha, or b'yabosha. They were going in the sea. They were in this mamish in the sea. Another step, the water, and they have to. It is all an isoyin to test their bitochen. Uki inyan yeridas hamon. The same thing was with the mon. Shloi hoyu yored lohem b'yachad. Echad or lishnei chadoshim. Not for a month or for 2 months. El dvar yoyim b'yoymoi. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do that? To train them, it should be in part of their system. And also to see, he says, to test them, whether they will have any complaints against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. As we see the Nesyonos in the Midbar, which the Psukim talk about. And then he says, all the kol in yone Yisroel umikreim bamidbor, hakol hoyin Yisroel gomor, kidei sheyigdelu nafsham hasichlis b'madreges habitochen, in order they should steig and grow elevation in the b'madreges habitochen shehu shoyresh emunah, that's the root of emunah, kidei sheyiruim lekabel satayr. And that's why the arm split only bit by bit. And he says, and he brings a few things, and Yeridas Hamon Dvarayim Beyoimoi, and not for many days, and Yisoyin Gom. He repeats it a few times, that's what he said. Yisoyin Gom, a very important Yisoyin. Now, so we find the Kesher between Mezonosov Shel Odom Kikres Yamsov, Koshim Mezonosov Kikres Yamsov, because Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is difficult. But here HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see as to how much, where's our Bitochen? And something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us, he needs our participation, that becomes difficult. Not Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but without our being mechazik in emunah and bitochen, there would be no Kriyas Yam Suf, and there wouldn't be any, there wouldn't be the mon. I heard from this Magid Yerushalayim, Magid Reb Shleimer Sobel, he added something very beautiful. Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem V'Hoyo Hashem Miftachoi. Now grammatically, every Soif Pasuk finishes with a comet. Mitzrayim becomes Mitzroyim, and so on every part of life, as we know. Merzoyim. It should have really said, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem V'Hoyo Hashem Miftachoi, with the comet. Why with the Pasach? So he said, I don't remember these things he said in his own name, or he said over from others. It's many years ago. So he said the following. He said, we have to have bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a pasach, not with a komet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives with an open hand, poiseach es yodecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't close his face, it's not a komet, it's with a pasach. The bitochen has to be with a pasach. He also, Derech Agah, which hasn't got a shayches to what we're speaking about, I recall in my memory, he discussed the inyan of the mon. What bracha did Klal Yisrael make on the, what bracha did they say on the mon? So there are various opinions. kol davar she'en gidulei min ha'oretz, one makes you hakel ni'a bidvorei. There is an opinion, since the Gemara says that everybody could taste whatever he wanted, anybody, whatever he desired, so according to the, I don't know whether it belongs to the sugya of tam ke'ika or not, but according to the taste, that is the bracha which one made. And it sounds that there is an opinion that one made the bracha, ha'moitzi lechem min ha'shamayim. Hinini mamti lochem lechem min ha'shamayim. Tishnaig in emunah and in bitochen. That is the that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And what do we know about our difficult times? It is mamish and isoyin to us to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But that is zikha. That is no shaila. There's no shaila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki ein matzer l'Hashem lo hishia barav oy bimot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing which will prevent him from helping every klal Yisrael, the klal or the prat, whether we need a lot or we need a little, whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not short of anything. I heard once from Rabbi Miller from Geita Zecher Tzadik Livracha that he said that the world, I mean, we have the sun, the solar energy, and we have no idea how much energy the sun gives us. We can't speak about thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of watts, or what's it referred to as, whatever, kilowatts, or millions or billions. We have no idea. To us it's infinity how much koyach the sun has got. The world only uses up a little bit. The rays of the sun which are directed to this world, to our world, is only a chelik. It's only a chelik, a small, small chelik of the koiches of the sun. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create anything which is not needed. The Gemara says, even miyom shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu es olomei, lo yibora dover echad levatolo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create anything which is of no use. And then the Gemara it lists out all the various insects, which every single insect has a tafkid, has a mission in this world. Everything, most of the things we don't understand. Perhaps nowadays we understand more than we understood once upon a time, but most things we don't understand. But it's in order to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not short. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got such a shefa. There's more than enough. That is a limud. There's much more than enough. And the same applies to parnassah. There's much more than enough. But we have to be zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should channel all these hashpors to us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be mechazek ourselves in emunah and in bitochen. And there is another very important Rabbeinu Bechai who speaks about the inyan of tefillah. Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Vayelech. And he says the following. He says, Chazal say, the Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan, the Gemara says, Boni chaye umezoini, children, to be zeichet to have children. Chaim, to have life, to have a healthy, long life, chaim aruchim, umezoini, and food, which means panosa, lav bischusa tali milsa. It's not on schusim, it doesn't depend on schus. Ela bemazlo tali milsa. It's on the mazlo, which is hakoil toli bemazlo. The mazola is, when we speak about mazlo, it doesn't mean just good luck. Actually, we have to understand when we speak about mazlo, because when you think of it, every simcha one is wishing another mazel tov. Mazel tov in English would translate good luck. What does that mean? When we're giving a bracha, one gives the bracha, Reuven gives the bracha to Shimon, mazel tov, have good luck. What does it mean? It's an English which needs understanding. I'll see whether we've got time to discuss it, to speak about it. But akoponim mazel, the mazola is, which is discussed in the Rishonim, the Rambam speaks about it at length in different places. And the Rabbeinu Bechai talks about it, and other Rishonim. The mazolos is which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kivrea in the world, the kechovim and mazolos. The kechovim and mazolos have meiradike koiches. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the stars, all the millions of stars. Moine misper la kechov melchulon sheimois yikro. Names, each star's got a name. Rigashi speaks in the beginning of Parshat Shmois to show the chibo of Klal Yisrael. Eli Shmois b'nei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts Klal Yisrael. and like the same as the stars, and Shemocha gives names to every individual. The name means that every individual has got a different tafkid. The name of every Vayikra Odom Shemois Lachola Behemoth and all the Chayis, which means because on Atzer Rabbeinu B'Chai, Odom Rishon understood the purpose and the koichos of every Bal Chai, of every living creature. Every human being has got a name on Tishbeit, that is the Shtikal Ruach HaKodesh, which a father had, which parents have on naming the child. The child, Yosef Ben Shimon, Moshe Ben Reuven Yaakov, any name has got the kesha, that is his essence of his neshama, that's his tafkid. We don't understand what it means. That is his tafkid in this world, the name. One asks a person, we say our name at the end of davening, at the end of Shemoneh Esra, a posuk which has the first letter and the last letter of our name. In order to say Chazal, in order we should remember our name when we come to the Yom HaDin, La'acha Meya Ve'esrim Shana. I heard from Rav Volbe, Zichet Tzadik Livrocha, he said the name of his great Rebbe, Rabbi Rucham Zichet Tzadik Livrocha. What does it mean? Just to remember what his name was, Reuven Shimon Levi, that's it, no. The name means the name which characterizes the tafkid which the person had in this world. The name is a koyach. We spoke about skulas, but the name is actually a koyach for a person. It gives enables the person to find his tachlis and his purpose in this world. Every individual got a different purpose in this world. Now, similarly, each star which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, of all the millions of stars, which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got the count of each one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each one a name, which means each one's got a tafkid. Every single star gives certain koichas to this world, or to the inhabitants of this world. The koichas, it's not only the sun, the moon, everything has got koichas. Different medinois of different countries are run by different stars. It says, the Pasuk says, and the Ramban talks about it somewhere, Upentisonecha Hashemayim Uvarisas Hashemesh Vesorech Vesakichovim Koil Tzva Hashemayim V'nidachto V'shtachvis L'mavadaton Ashecholak Hashem Alekecha Oysom L'chol Ho'amim Tachaz Kol Hashemayim. Chazal talk about what it means, Ashecholak Mecha. Says the Ramban, Akshvoko distributed the stars, the Koil, amongst the Amim, because each star sends its Koiches to this Medina, to this Medina, to this Medina, to these people, to these people, to these people. The stars have got the Kechovim and Mazoleis have got certain Koiches, and the Tafkid is for this world, everything for this world. Boni Chaye Umezoini is Toli in Mazol, which means in the Mazoleis, which HaKadosh, the Koiches HaTeva, which HaKadosh Bohul. A person sometimes won't be zeichet to bonim b'lefi his koyches amazo. But what does the pasuk? What's the Chazal want to tell us? Finish. It's a closed issue. If according to your mazo, if according to a person's mazo chas v'shalom, he wouldn't be zeichet to bonim. That's it. No, Chazal want to tell us this more than anything else is totally mazo. Therefore, doesn't properly says Rabbeinu B'chai. Doesn't starkly you will be zeichet to change this mazo. There are other things which are not so much dependent on mazolis. When he's a shtickle, one doesn't need so much chus. But for these, he says, he needs. Bolo hoydi einu kam godl koyach hatfilo. Shemeacha shekoyach shemizboch elyon al hakoil. Hashbach can do anything to the mazolis. The name of Shem Shakai says Ramban and Rabbeinu B'chai. Shoydet marechas hashemayim. Hashbach can break and change the marechas hashemayim if need be. With that, he's done. Hold of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. So he says, Ritzoini Re'ev Yase, even without davening, that's Ritzoini. But sometimes you need Shav Oslam, they have to shout and scream and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is for Bona Chayim Ezoini, for these three things. Tfilo Tzo'oko. Ve'im HaTfilo Va'Tzo'oko Yenos Nuloi. As we find, he brings rise that Bona Chayim Ezoini was all controlled by Tfilo. Say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, we find by Yechizkiyahu HaMelech, he was granted another 15 years because of his Koyach HaTfilah. Mezoinois, Eliyahu and Elisha, Nisrabu HaMezoinis, and they were Nitzel from Ro'ov. And Bonim, all these three things we find by Rochel Imeinu, Reishma Elikea Elikim, Vayistach Ezrachma. So Boni Chai Mezoini demand that the Schusa, but B'mazot telling me that Davant HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we will be Zoicha. It's not for me to try and understand Darkei Shamayim. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mazlois Osa Lekimlonu. The whole matzav of this whole climate, as it's referred to always, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? But that's no shaila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us emunah and bitochen. There's no doubt, no doubt. The zikha, because this is something one of the yisodos of a yid, which we have to be mechazek ourselves the whole time. As Rabbeinu Bechai says, bitochen is the sheirish of emunah. There is a sefer emunah v'bitochen of the Ramban. Some say that it's not the Ramban, it's the Rabbeinu Bechai, is the author of the sefer emunah v'bitochen. Well, it's either the Ramban or the Rabbeinu Bechai. So he says that every yid who is a every yid is a mamin. Sold maminim b'nei maminim. He says, every boiteach is a mamin, but not necessarily every mamin is a boiteach. Which means a bitochen is already a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu how you carry out your emunah into practice. We are maminim, but when it comes to an isoin, we get lost. We lose ourselves. We don't know where to turn. We don't know where to go, and we get all of a sudden we lose our frame of mind. Our menuchas hanefesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of everything. When it comes to a matzav, a difficult situation, which we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should relieve us from these difficulties. But when we come to matzav, if a person has bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the greatest siman, that's the greatest raya on his emunah. That is emunah lemaisa. That's emunah the poyel, says emunah v'bitochen. Emunah doesn't necessarily mean the person will have bitochen. A boiteach is a siman that he's a mamin. As Rabbi Ibrahim Bachar, that's the sheirish of emunah. So we don't talk to Shabbos, that we start to, we should be zeicher, that the skula of the parashas Amon is for us to be mechazik ourselves. That's why it's printed in many, many sidurim after shachis, before a person goes out into he should be mechazik himself in the inyan of emunah and bitochen. So we say the parashas, the inyan to say the parashas Amon. There is a Gemara, which the Gemara says in the Feirush. The Gemara says, this is not Shalom Talmid of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It's many questions which Anshe Alexandri asked the Tana Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanan. One of the things which they asked him was, Ma yaseh ha'odom v'yechkam, what should a person do and become wise? Ma yaseh ha'odom v'ya'ashir, what should a person do and become wealthy? So he said to them, Yiso ve'yitein be'emunah. He should conduct his inyon in his business, his masa umaton be'emunah, with honesty, integrity. Be'emunah, he should be a trustworthy person. Omuloi, so they said to him, Har be'osu kein v'loi ho'ilu. Many have tried this way, that they elach people, honest people, and nevertheless v'loi ho'ilu, it didn't work. Elo yivakish rachamim mimi shehoisha shalei. You to ask rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven shtark to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenema li hakesev v'li hazohov no mashem. Michael Mashman, what does he want to teach us? The ho beloi ho loi sagi. Firstly, we have to do our ishtadlis for panosi. Sure, we have to do our ishtadlis. But to understand at the end of the day, everything is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and that we have to daven. I think there hasn't been a time for many, many, there hasn't been a time, as we say, everything of Klal Yisrael is an Issoin. There hasn't been a time that we've been tested to see how our tefillah and bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, how strong we are in the tefillah, whether we press the right buttons, or whether we're turning in the right direction or not, chas v'shalom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, kol ma de'ovet rachman le'tavod. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is only for the good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us a shefa panosa. He wants to give all our needs to provide us with everything that we need. Boni, chaye, emazoni. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. We should have nachas from we should have gesunted children, and children boni with bnei bonim, and we should have nachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to provide us with panosa and health. Boni, chaye, umazoni. But it's love bischusa ela b'mazla. Because we want to see how stark we are in emunah and bitochen, and how much we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench you all, us all, Klal Yisrael, Lonu l'chol Yisrael, with the shefa, brocha, v'atzlocha, u'nachas from the kinderlach be'ezor Hashem, bonim v'bnei bonim, oiskim v'teiru v'mitzvah.